Amen. You may be seated. Good morning and Monday. Here we go. I know it's not as exciting as Fridays, but Mondays are okay too. Hey, the mission statement in campus ministries goes like this: growing world Christians in the soil of hope. Growing world Christians in the soil of hope. And in my last 19 years as chaplain at Hope, I've seen how God has fulfilled that mission over and over and over again through young men and women just like you. Well, today we have the privilege to welcome back two Hope graduates who were here many years ago, or a few years ago, I should say, Mark and Jen. Mark is a graduate of Hope of 1998. Somebody said they were 8 years old in that year, okay? And Jen is a 2000 graduate, and they are serving in Jordan. And we're going to listen in a little what God's been doing in their life since Hope College till now. Now, I'm going to do, here we go, turn around, Jen and Mark. Here's the fam. I got my little laser pointer dealy here. You know me and technology, I love it. Okay, so Jen, introduce us to the family. Oldest here.
That's Elias,
okay, then we move over.
That's Sammy.
Sammy, and that's one cool cat with those glasses, yeah. Okay.
Our youngest is Zach.
And that's Zach. Now, that's how you guys look today, correct? Mm-hmm. But I did a little digging up in the yearbooks when you guys were here, okay? I kind of like it, you know? Let's see what they were like back then. Let's see what Mark looked like. Oh, Mark, nice.
Paul, it was really cold that day.
It was a cold day. Okay, Mark. Okay, Mark. I don't know if I need to say anything more about Mark. That was your sophomore, junior year?
Something like that.
Okay. All right, Jen, let's see what you look like. Nice, nice. Okay, yeah. Looks the same. Okay. Hey, then I found one other picture because somebody was your age. I found this picture. Oh, Kate Davila. Nice. Nice hairdo, the tight look. Uh-huh. Okay. Hello, Kate, out there. I hope you enjoy that. Okay, so you came to Hope College, Mark, in 1994. What did you come to Hope College? What were your visions from McBain, Michigan? What were your hopes and dreams coming to Hope in 1994?
Yeah, well, I had really good grades in high school and good test scores, and I was really looking into fields like, you know, medicine or engineering or something like that. Mostly, I was motivated to find something, a career that would give me status and plenty of money. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with those fields, but for me, I was looking at them for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. So you were one of the 24% that comes to Hope pre-med and leave. There's only 3% that leave or something like that. Yeah. You were one of those, and you didn't do pre-med, ultimately.
Right.
Jen, how about you? Columbus, Ohio, correct? Yeah. You came to Hope with visions of what?
Well, I also had done well in school and was looking for a college that had strong academics. I looked into engineering, teaching, and music.
Okay.
Hope had the Christian heritage I was looking for. It also had opportunities for non-majors to be part of the music program. I was and still am a Buckeye from Ohio.
Okay.
Never imagined choosing a college in Michigan.
Well, escort her out after the service here. Okay.
I've never regretted the decision.
That's awesome. So you guys come to Hope College, and, you know, medicine, engineering. What happened at Hope College when you were their age that began to shift your vision and calling? Mark, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I think both of us caught a vision for Jesus and for the Word of God. During that time, there was a lot of, I guess, spiritual revival going on throughout the campus. You know, the chapel attendance went from, you know, maybe 20 or 30 students to filling the whole place really quickly. And in the spring of my freshman year, there were a few students who came from Wheaton College and shared with us about a revival that had happened there. And the chaplains took a microphone, put it in the front, and just gave us the opportunity to come up and share anything. And dozens of students kept coming up to open their hearts to each other, to give praise to God, to make commitments, to confess sins, and it was a really neat time. And throughout those 4 years, I really learned to worship And I was transfixed by the preaching of the Word of God. And during that time, my life was transformed, and I wanted to learn how to do that for others, learn how to share the Word of God so that others' lives could be transformed. I looked into different ways to do that, but God kept calling me back to sharing the gospel with people in other nations who haven't heard.
That's awesome. Jen, how about you?
Mm-hmm. A lot of it was just through the worship and preaching at chapel and gathering services. I was in an on-campus Bible study. I knew that God wanted me more to do more than just be thankful I knew him. I had to take his message to others. I'd graduated valedictorian in a small community, the oldest of four children. My family wanted me to have a lucrative and well-respected career. I came home for the first time during fall break and told my parents I was going to be a missionary.
Hold it. From engineering to missionary.
Yeah.
Fall year, freshman year.
Freshman year.
I bet your parents were excited about that.
Oh, they were thrilled.
Okay.
You know, they were Christians.
Yeah.
But that's not what they wanted for me. They thought it was just this naive dream that all young people have, that we're going to go out there and change the world, and I'd get over it.
Hmm.
Pretty surprised at how my dream was fulfilled.
Hmm. So, Mark, you feel now a call to ministry, and Jen, you feel a call to missions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at that time, you're about a junior. It was freshman, sophomore, junior year. You're a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know each other. So how did you get to know each other, and then how did that play out? This is kind of the stuff you've been waiting for. I know. So how did you meet each other?
Well, partly it was through a course on missions called Perspectives on the World Christian Movement.
Okay.
And also partly through a group that met together to pray for the nations.
Neat, neat. Is that the same story you remember?
Pretty much.
Okay.
That prayer group he's mentioning, he helped get started. And I remember sitting in my dorm room at Voorhees early on in my sophomore year. And
right,
Mark
right.
gave me a call and invited me to join this prayer group. And we'd meet.
Hold it. First date, join the prayer group. Okay, nice. Okay. It can work, guys. It can work. All right.
And after he talked to me on the phone and invited me, my roommate turns around and looks at me. And she's like, "Who in the world were you talking to?" She could tell by the expression on my face that I was falling for him even before I knew it.
All right, hold it. Now, the time is running. So the shortened version was through a prayer group you guys met.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting. They met, and I'm going to kind of, because I want to get to what you're doing in Jordan. They met on Friday morning, 7:30 in Dimnit basement to
mm-hmm.
pray for the nations. And that group ultimately turned into Hope for the Nations,
yeah.
which some of you guys are around. But that started with these guys. So I want to speed this up a little more now. So you get to Jordan. How'd you get to Jordan where you're at now? And you got to give me the shortened version, Mark.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we really believe that Muslim people, like anyone else in the world, need to know Jesus to be saved. And so we realized that a lot of people, or very few people, are going there, and we thought we should consider it. And then, additionally, Jen had a roommate from Ramallah, Palestine. She ended up marrying a guy from Jordan, so we went to the wedding and stayed a bit longer to check the place out, and now we're back there.
Wonderful. You're serving with a ministry called InterServe. Tell us a little about that real quick.
Yeah, InterServe is all about transforming people and communities through the gospel. And we believe in the importance of sharing the gospel with our careers, with love expressed in relationships, and of course with words.
Very good. Now, Jen is doing that through teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us briefly, Jen, what you're doing as a teacher, then we'll ask Mark what he's doing.
I'm at an elementary school, and it's an Arabic school, so our kids are studying there. They take everything in Arabic, and I'm one of the English teachers, building relationships with the students and the families.
That's awesome. And Mark, what are you doing with InterServe?
I'm a director of an Arabic language school called the Kelsey Arabic Program. And if anybody wants to dive into Arabic after they graduate or any other time, let us know. We can help you with that.
If I was your age, I'd want to take up Arabic, but I'm too old right now. Mark is on staff here. He's the director, and he has 11 teachers, but about 100 students. Tell us where these students come from and why they're there.
They come from all over the place. Maybe half are Americans, but a lot of Koreans, Europeans, Latin Americans, and they're pretty much all there to serve the Lord in a variety of capacities.
Very good. Okay, question. I got two more questions because the time's running fast. So what has God taught you over in Jordan the past 7 years you've been there? Jen, what's the Lord been teaching you?
I think it's just how to worship and be in community with believers from all around the world. Our lives are just so enriched by knowing people from Arab Christians to our Swiss friends, our Brazilian friends, our Korean friends, and being part of that international community of believers.
The Holy Catholic Church, the Universal Church. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mark, how about you?
Yeah, well, you know, we've learned through disappointments and pain, but we've also learned through a lot of beautiful things. We've learned from Arab brothers and sisters a lot about generosity and hospitality and service. And we've also learned, we've seen the value of following Christ because we've seen people follow him who have paid a high price.
Now, they're looking at the both of you. You look like pretty normal folks. McBain, Michigan, Columbus, Ohio. I mean, here's students here. Would you have ever imagined when you were sitting in those seats at their age that you would be in Amman, Jordan right now?
I've been so blessed.
Huh. That's awesome. So what's one thing you'd want to tell these students today? One thing. Jen?
Don't settle. Learn, grow, and seek out God's will for your life. Figure out your passions and pursue them. There's so much more than a good job and a home in the suburbs. Live each day with the conviction that the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus really happened. Yeah, there will be trials and suffering, but you will not be disappointed.
Great. Mark, how about you? One thing you'd want to tell him.
Yeah, make Jesus your one thing. He is the treasure in the field. And God, Hope's motto, you might know, is spera in Deo, hope in God. And in Colossians, it says that Christ in us is the hope of glory. If you put your hope in your abilities and skills or in other people or in getting results, you know, even if they're ministry results, you're probably going to be disappointed if they don't go well. Or if things do go well, you'll become arrogant. Either way, you'll drift away from God. But you put your hope in Christ, you can't go wrong. I hope we'll all do that.
That's awesome. Mark and Jen are going to be at Hope for the Nations November 17th. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get to know them more, that would be a great place to connect with them. Or after chapel today, they'll hang around and you can chat with them. I've asked Mark to close in prayer, both in Arabic and in English. So let's pray.
أيها الآب السماوي نمجد اسمك القدوس نشكرك على هذه الفرصة نأتي ونسجد أمامك نشكرك على عمل المسيح في حياتنا يا رب نطلب أن تبارك الجامعة اليوم والطلاب والموظفين باسم القادر يا رب المس قلوبنا بهذه الكلام بروحك القدوس باسم الآب والابن وروح القدس آمين. Well, Heavenly Father, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for this opportunity to come today and bow before you. Thank you for the work of Christ in our lives. Lord, we ask that you would bless this college today and all of these students and the employees here by your powerful name. Lord, touch our hearts by these words and by your Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace.